On LinkedIn, Simon Awesome authored. Founder Kingswood Security best-selling author security consultant keynote speaker writer and editor. 3. Mo. Maine's recent tragic event underscores a critical issue, mental health, not gun control, is at the heart of many mass shootings. It's time to confront and address mental health as the root cause. Why do we continue to overlook this fundamental issue? Awareness is key, guns are mere symptoms, mental illness is the core challenge we must face. Video Content Media. 24. 8 Comments. Comment. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. 9H. The mental illness is an after effect caused by the loss of match media subjects hashtag social trust and then on to loss of personal trust in oneself. Mass shooters are not born to kill. That is the foundation root cause of these match media subjects hashtag wicked problems. Mass gun shootings for the most part is a crying call of a match media subjects hashtag suicide by cop endgame. Such outcomes are rarely finalized in the history books this way nobody wins. We need to also know that there are much more a majority of deaths caused by firearms in the class of being a suicide rather than homicide. Suicide accounts for 54% of all deaths caused by firearms in the United States of America. Mass shootings are not being addressed properly into the stats. Place these final hours to a variety of type of suicide would you all. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. 9H. https://www.washington-post.com/outlook/how-the-erosion-of-trust-leads-to-mass-shootings/2017/10/06/382cccb2-91-11-72d1-58c700-2d2d975-story-html. The match media subjects hashtag long-term solution is to address the erosion of match media subjects hashtag social trust not pin-toll focusing on mental health matters or gun control. You have failed to make the connection as the foundational cause of mass shootings. The cause is the erosion of social trust according to a Washington Post article. How the erosion of trust leads to murder and mass shootings. Washington Post October 2017. Try getting these topics of loss of trust into your head and into the minds of our collective society and redo this video. Michael Mercer. Michael Mercer. CEO/Founder F3 Defense Navy Veteran/Law Enforcement/Family Owned. 3 Mo. Spot on, brother. We have a mental health emergency in America. 1 Reaction. Glenn Evans. Glenn Evans. The Safety Trainer, Create Calm in Chaos. 3 Mo. What is always ignored are the pharmaceutical products used, their homicidal/suicidal side effects, and the FBI/Lee dropping the ball with zero accountability. 1 Reaction. Kenneth Cisco, MS. Kenneth Cisco, MS. Security Leadership Risk and Physical Security Assessment CPTED Threat Analysis-Investigation-Management Multi-Faceted Training Project Management sought out as leader. 3 Mo. And it's only going to get worse as we move forward towards another contentious presidential election season. 2 Reactions. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. 7H. 7H. Note my 2 inline replies here. In the Washington Post article, How the Erosion of Trust Leads to Murder and Mass Shootings, October 2017, the trust level in the presidential election topics of Trump versus Obama already mentioned. https://www.washington-post.com/outlook/how-the-erosion-of-trust-leads-to-murders-and-mass-shootings/2017/10/06/382 ccc4b2-91-11-7-92d1-58c700 2d2d975 story html. October 2017. Quoted here. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. But before the 2008 election, my colleague Michael Maltz and I forecast that if Barack Obama secured the nomination and won the presidency, the homicide rate in America's cities would drop because of what his candidacy would mean to African Americans and other minorities, who live disproportionately in urban areas. We also worried that the homicide rate would rise in the areas of the country most resistant to the idea of an African American president. The subsequent divergence in the nation's homicide rates appeared to bear this out. Counties that were more heavily urban and minority saw their homicide rates decline. But the rates increased sharply in the predominantly white counties concentrated in the Upper South, from West Virginia to Arkansas and Oklahoma, that gave less support to Obama than historical voting records and national voting trends would have suggested, and that would go on to become the heart of the birther movement. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. 7H. What might the future hold? Trump's election may lead to a decline in homicide in certain parts of the country, by empowering the white Americans who resent minorities and immigrants most deeply. But most of his support, especially in the Rust Belt, was not based on race. He won because he promised to help middle-and-working-class whites economically. If he is unsuccessful, or worse, if his supporters decide Economan was interested only in enriching himself and the rest of the nation's economic elite, all bets are off. And given Trump's attacks on the federal government and unrivaled politicians, his administration's dismissal of Black Lives Matter, the question of how much Russian intervention may have compromised the election, and infringements on voting rights, it is very possible that the homicide rate will continue to rise, especially in the poorest neighborhoods in our cities.